from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. It looks like New Jersey has some work to do if it wants to be considered a fun state in the economic sense.
In a report from WalletHub that compares all 50 states across 26 key indicators of a jolly good time that won't break the bank, New Jersey ranks as the 36th most fun state. The report looks at such things as the variety of arts, entertainment, and recreation establishments, as well as the number of restaurants, golf courses, and fitness centers per capita. And while New Jersey has a lot of cool things to do for such a small state, the cost to do those things doesn't come cheap. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
With most New Jersey schools set to start soon, doctors are urging parents to make sure their kids' backpacks aren't too heavy and that they're packed properly. A good rule of thumb for parents is to follow the backpack principle that it should weigh less than 10% of the child's actual weight.
So how we do that is we weigh the child and then we weigh the backpack. We're going to take that backpack weight and we're going to divide it by the child's weight. And if we move the decimal over two places to the right, that's the percentage.
Dr. Janine Baer from the Association of New Jersey Chiropractors says to make backpacks that are effective, they should have two padded shoulder straps, a padded back, and multiple compartments that should be used to distribute the weight evenly. And speaking of fun, final preparations are underway for the 17th annual Wildwoods Food and Music Festival. The six-hour event is slated for September 6th in the heart of downtown Wildwood. Live musical acts include Raising Cane, 99 Reasons, and Animal House. Local foods and beers will be on hand, as well as games and activities for kids. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will rain come back this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The sky will be mainly clear through the nighttime hours, more comfortable compared to recent nights. Lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Beautiful tomorrow with lots of sunshine and low humidity, highs near 80. Nothing more than a few clouds around tomorrow night, and largely dry on Wednesday, although a stray shower cannot be ruled out across the northwest hills. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny and comfortable, highs in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
Right now, we're looking at 82 in Hackensack, 81 in New Brunswick, and 80 in Evesham. Weather and traffic brought to you by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. As the summer officially winds down, don't miss the amazing family fun at Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach Water Park. Haven't been yet? It's a must go. Already been? Go again. Check out CasinoPierNJ.com for last-minute deals and discounts.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.